presenting.
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
I love it. I love
man,
it.
Man, I feel a lot better than a replacement ref this morning. A whole lot better. Wow, the travesty last night. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I didn't see anything wrong with it. Yeah, all
right. Chicago fan.
That's a Chicago fan for you.
Yes. And if that was Jay Cutler last night, he would have punched somebody and gone to jail.
If it was Jay Cutler, we wouldn't even be having this conversation last night. As sorry as he is.
Whoa. All right, then. Okay. All right.
I can look at it both ways, trust and believe.
All righty, then. All right. Folks, today is National Voter Registration Day. And all across the country, that is being emphasized, trying to get folks to register to vote. The deadline is fastly approaching for the first states in terms of getting that registration card in. October 6th is several different deadlines. And one of the things that I've been focusing on, down ballot races. You know, I keep saying this election in November goes far beyond President Obama and Mitt Romney. One of the issues, Stand Your Ground Law. We're joined this morning by Ben Crump, the attorney for the Trayvon Martin family. Ben, you have been really making it clear to people who were ticked off by the killing of Trayvon Martin that Stand Your Ground is on the ballot in a number of states.
Yes, sir, Roland. On February 26th, when Trayvon Martin was shot and killed, there were 24 states that had Stand Your Ground laws, with 21 states having legislation pending or a state representative have proposed legislation. Since that time, 7 states have made it the law, and now there are 8 states that it is on the ballot this November, with 5 states that it did not get enough votes to make it on the ballot. But that doesn't mean it is dead. They're going to revive it next election, so we have to remain vigilant if we say we want no more Trayvon Martins. His parents are very serious about this, and that's why we're so active trying to avoid anybody else's child losing, dying this way. And it's one of those things that the way we can do it is not have rhetoric but have action by going to vote all the way down ballot in your state if it's pending.
All right, now Ben and Roland, here's what I don't understand. We all know that there are flaws in this law. We read case after case after case where it's ruled one way or another way, but it's flawed. And everybody can agree on that. So if it's flawed, how can it even get on the ballot?
Because as long as the legislature passes it or folks petition it and other people ignore it, then that's how it gets on the ballot. They are hoping that people will just ignore, what's happening down ballot, and it just skates on through. Ben?
I agree completely, Roland. Tom, this is a situation where if you just stop at President Obama, you just stop at your governor, and you don't get down to Stand Your Ground, where there are some people out there who are particularly paying attention to the Stand Your Ground issue, and they want it to be the law because they understand if they do what they did to Trayvon Martin, they can be held unaccountable. And they see this as an issue that is beyond just our children's lives. They've made it political. We got to remind them this is about people's lives, especially little black and brown boys.
How do we get information about all the states where this is on the ballot?
Well, I'm going to provide it to Roland, Mother Jones, Bill Tracker websites, and hopefully after this call it'll be on Black America Web. The states that are pending is, and you wouldn't believe this, Illinois, Iowa, Massachusetts, Nebraska, New York, Ohio, Virginia, Alaska. Some of those are key battleground states. And so we got to get the vote out not only for President Obama, but also for our children to make sure they're not going to be a victim of this Stand Your Ground law.
All right. Pass that information on to us, Ben Crump, and we'll get it on BlackAmericaWeb.com right away.
Ben, thank you so very much for that, man. And again, folks, do not ignore down ballot races. If you're mad about voter suppression, guess what? That's how these laws were passed in 2010, because we ignored state rep and state senate races. Down ballot races matter as well. Thanks a bunch, Ben.
Yes, sir.
All right.